This is the Best of Ourselves segment of North Shore Weekend. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ. Nice to see you in
Good
here
to see
morning.
You.
It's been a while. I wanted to talk about healing. You know, interestingly, at the first of the year, but you know, we set some time aside, my husband, my sister, and I, and we did some reflection on our year, what we wanted the year to be like. Because of numerous things, my mother being very ill and other things, I thought, you know, it's a good year for me to focus on healing.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking more healing of, well, let me read you a quote from Rachel Naomi Remen, who's a MD. Healing may not be so much about getting better as about letting go of everything that isn't you. All the expectations, all the beliefs, and becoming who you are. So I thought, yeah, that's the kind of healing that, you know, I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 week later, I fell, silly little accident in the house, and I'm now dealing with literal healing of my broken foot. So it's just funny what you get what you ask for in a way. Cause I thought, well, no. I wasn't thinking, you know, broken bones. I was thinking, you know, the soul, healing of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting, whenever you have anything that just really breaks your rhythm, like a vacation, like going to a foreign country, like an unexpected illness, all of a sudden, how you ordinarily do your day is more evident
mm-hmm.
because you're now in a different rhythm or a different place. So you all of a sudden can see the choices of how you live because you are not doing the routine that just kind of keeps you numb and you keep doing, you know. So for me, here I'm thinking about healing in the larger sense, and I'm dealing with this break, literally, and also metaphorically, and all of a sudden I can't do my life. I can't be as busy. I mean, I have just an amazing ability to fill in the calendar up beyond belief. Or I have this also ability to think about others' needs and not think about my own. And so now I'm in this whole different thing where I can't fill my calendar. I can not move that well. I can't drive. I can't carry anything. And also have to put myself on the agenda here. So, and what do I need? And can I ask for help? Oh, it's just so hard. You know, I would catch myself doing things like, gee, are you hungry for dinner now? When I'm really thinking, I am starving. So, but I notice these things that I would ordinarily do, but now in this new life, I had to see in relief. So it made me think a lot about breaks and a lot about healing and about how important it is to learn about healing as opposed to staying in the break. And that's, you know, metaphorically too. I mean, I'm sure, I think all of us have had our heart broken at one point or another. And in the first time, do you remember that first time as a kid and your heart is just broken? You're looking, it's not so vivid in your mind's eye.
Not so much as a kid, I don't
know. Yeah, well, I was a teenager, but you know, it's like, I just thought I would never recover. Mm-hmm. I thought, this is it, I'm permanently broken. And what was the gift of that first break was you can come back and you can learn and you can even be stronger as a result of the break. You know, think about the cracked pot. When light shines through, that's kind of a break in ourselves, allows some light to shine through. Where I know a woman who got her heart broken, let's see, decades ago, and is still angry.
Ooh.
Is still hurt, is still blaming him. And I'm thinking, so how does this help you? That's mm-hmm. not healing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned from my foot and from, you know, watching other kinds of breaks I've had in my life or people I've had in my life is that, this is a Buddha quote, our sorrows and wounds are healed only when we touch them with compassion. And that was a real challenge when I've got a broken foot I can't do and to not get angry about it, or to think about the woman who decades later was carrying all that anger and who suffered because of that anger? Her.
Yeah.
And so how do you bring love or compassion in to healing? And no matter what healing means to you, Gary Zukav, who wrote Seed of the Soul and a couple other books, said, eventually you'll come to understand that love heals everything and love is all there is. Gary Zukav. And so thinking about my own patterns, it wasn't, and my literal break in my foot, it wasn't about fighting it. It wasn't about blaming or resisting. It was really about being gentle and compassion and trying to live my way into this new way of living. So now, as you may have noticed, I walked in here without crutches. And I'm in this new phase. And the issue is, how do I not step back into my old life? How do I take the gift of this break, the healing that was offered through this break, and incorporate it into my day? And that's now my challenge, because habits, as you know, are very deep ruts in our brain. It's very, very easy to slide. But the fact that I've had this gift and this awareness gives me the possibility to do what Rachel Naomi Remen said. Let me end with that quote again. Healing may not be so much about getting better as about letting go of everything that isn't you, all of the expectations, all of the beliefs, and becoming who you are. That's the healing I'm going for.
Excellent. Thanks, Marcia.